Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Kyra Penn will jump center for Mountain Home, and for Nelton, it'll be Deja Young trying to win the tip. Ball is up in the air. The tip is controlled by Mountain Home. They are moving right to left in this first half. Emma Martin into the front court. Nelton starting off in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the left side to Husky. Husky will drill toward the top. Gives it to Martin on the right. Martin takes a screen from Foreman, dribbles up between the circles, picks up a drill, now throws to Young at the right elbow, gives it back to Martin on the wing. Martin will drill toward the top, and an offensive foul called, an illegal screen against Anna Grace Foreman. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home, and their first possession starts off with a turnover. We are 24 seconds into this contest as Nelton gets the ball for the first time tonight. Here is Eaton into the front court. Mountain Home starting off in a man-to-man, I believe. Ball goes up top to Young. Her three-pointer will not go. Rebound is knocked around. Ball still loose. Finally controlled by Mountain Home. Martin will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Over to Payne on the right side. Payne drills down towards the corner. Now goes back out to the wing. Throws it up top to Penn. Penn will drill toward the right, to the left side, excuse me. Now she picks up a dribble, tries to give it to Martin. Pass was wide of her. It goes out of bounds. Another turnover against the Lady Bombers. 7:01 left to play in the first quarter. No score as of yet. Eaton walks the ball into the front court for the Lady Raiders. It is a man-to-man defense for Mountain Home. Eaton has it between the circles. Now drills to the left elbow. Kicks out in the left corner to Young. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Rebounds chased down in the right corner. Nelson's going to get the rebound, keep possession. Here is Love with it. Throws over on the right side to Eaton. Her three-pointer does not go. And this time a foul's going to be called on the rebound and over the back against Maya Love. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Nettleton. 6:33 left in the first quarter. Still have yet to have anyone score. Inbound pass was stolen by Nelton. They're going up for the layup was Love. Her shot was blocked. They get the ball back. Another block shot. Another offensive rebound. Eaton now goes up with it. Her shot is blocked. And the ball's loose. And Nelton gets it back once again. And the layup will not go. And this time another foul will be called on the rebound on Nettleton. That is going to be on Tali Wofford Bird. Her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Raiders. Emma Martin's going to check out of the game, being replaced by Kate Gilbert, a 5'10 sophomore. Husky looks to inbound it. It's a full court man, and it works because they get the steal, although they miss the layup. Offensive rebound for Maya Love. She gets the putback good, and Nelton strikes first. Another press for Nelton. This time, Mountain Home does get it in. Kate Gilbert takes an inbound pass, goes the length of the floor, now has the ball knocked away from her. And already the fourth turnover against Mountain Home. Here's Eaton back the other way, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. And before that foul's on Peyton Husky. Her first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. Before the free throws, Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 5:55. Let's play in the first quarter. Nettleton leads Mountain Home 2-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, it's been a tough start for Mountain Home. They've coughed the ball up four times in this contest, and we are just a little over 2 minutes into the game. Nelton leading Mountain Home 2-0, but a couple of free throws coming up for Alana Eaton after the foul by Peyton Husky. First shot for Eaton is up. Good. So one more free throw coming up for Eaton. Her second shot is up, and she gets both. 4-0 Nelton on top, 5:55 left in the first quarter. Husky looking to inbound once again, and once again it's a full-court man, but Mountain does get it in to Emma Martin. Now she gives it back to Husky, who looks to get it across the timeline, and does so. Drills toward the right side. Gives it to Gilbert in the corner. Gilbert's going to go down into the lane. Now kicks out to Penn at the elbow. Her jumper will not go. Offense rebound for Foreman. She puts it back up. No good. And this time the rebound comes to Wofford Bird. Back comes Nelton. Here is Crippen into the front court. Throwing it to Deja Young, who goes in for the layup. Good. They're going to give that to Tyler. I think that was actually Deja Young that got that basket. So that's her first 2 points. Here is Gilbert into the front court. 6-0 Mountain Home trailing Nelton. Gilbert's going to pull up on the left wing for the three-pointer. Good, and Mountain Home is on the board. Kate Gilbert with her first 3 points of the night. 6-3, Nelton leading it. 5:03 left in the first quarter. Here's Eaton with it. Her three-pointer to answer is blocked, but Crippen gets the ball. Now she is going to throw it away. Turnover by Nelton, their first of the night. Here is Gilbert after getting the steal. Now she has the ball knocked away from her. It goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say off the leg of Kate Gilbert. So Mountain Home is going to commit their fifth turnover as it goes out of bounds. Aston Yates is going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Kate Gilbert. And for Nelton, Eaton's going to take a seat, and she'll be replaced by Wakiria Daniels. Daniels, a 5'6 sophomore. Yates, a 5'8 sophomore. Ball goes over on the left side to Love for Nelton. She throws up top to Wofford Bird. Over on the right to Crippen. Now up top to Young. Over on the left side to Daniels. Daniels drills up towards the top, gives to Wofford Bird. Over on the right side, it goes to Love. Love will throw it down to Wofford Bird on the low block. She looks to make a move for the layup. Good. Tylee Wofford Bird with her first 2 points of the night. 8-3. Nelton leading Mountain Home. And now a foul is going to be called away from the ball. That is on Maya Love. Her second personal foul. Team foul number 3 against the Lady Raiders. Coming in now for Nelton is Travia Woodruff, as she replaces Maya Love, who again just picked up her second foul. Woodruff, a 5'5 junior. Inbound pass is thrown in. Cross court to Anna Grace Foreman. She was all by herself, but she misses the layup. And the rebound's controlled by Nelton. Daniels back the other way. He'll throw it up top to Woodruff, who'll set up the offense. Less than 4 minutes left. It's a 5-point Nelton lead. Ball goes over on the right side to Wofford Bird. She'll drill down to the right corner. Now gives it to Young at the low block. And now she drills a little more out on the wing. Gives it there to Woodruff. Woodruff drills down into the corner. And now she's going to throw it away. A steal by Peyton Husky. She's back the other way. Throws it to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to drill down towards the corner. Now go back out on the wing. Now Gilbert throws it to Martin, who will set up the offense. 3:20 left of the first quarter. An 8-3 Nelton lead. Gives it to Yates near the free throw line. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, going out for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 3:12 left of the first quarter. Courtney Crippen picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Raiders. So Kate Gilbert will be at the free throw line. This will be the first attempts for Mountain Home tonight. She has all 3 of Mountain Home's points so far. First shot is up and good. Alana Eaton's going to check back in for Nelton, as she will replace Courtney Crippen. So one more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot for Gilbert is up. Good. She gets both. She has all 5 of Mountain's points. It's back to a 1-possession game. 8-5 our score. A little over 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's Woodruff between the circles. Throws her on the right side to Eaton. Eaton will drill toward the top. Tried to give it to a cutting wall for Bird. She can't handle the pass. It was knocked away, but it was last touched by her, according to the official. It goes out of bounds on the baseline, and Mountain Home's going to get it back on Nettleton's third turnover of the night. Inbound pass to Anna Grace Warren. She gets it to Yates, who quickly brings it into the front court. It's going to pull up for the layup off the glass and in. As Yates cuts the margin to a single point, 8-7, Nelson leading. Here's Eaton quickly back the way, throwing it to Young in the right corner. Up top it goes to Woodruff. Lower 2.5 minutes. Now back to Young. She's going into the lane for a layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the charity stripe with 2:35 left in the first quarter. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Lady Bombers. So Deja Young will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First shot, no good. Kyra Penn's going to come in and replace Anna Grace Foreman, who just picked up her second foul. And for Nettleton, Tally Wofford-Bird will take a seat as she's replaced by Jakira Meeban. Meeban, a 5'7 senior. Second free throw for Young is good. She gets one of two, and it's a 2-point lead for Nettleton now, 9-7 our score. Husky inbounds it to Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court. Full court man once again for Nettleton. Gilbert dribbles to the left wing. Now is going down a little closer to the corner. Now takes a screen from Yates. Tries to give it to Yates, cutting towards the lane. Her pass was wide of her and stolen by the Lady Raiders. Back they come. Lana Eaton going up for the three-pointer in the corner. Oh, they're going to say it was a two. Her foot was on the line. And good. Lana Eaton with her first field goal tonight, 11-7 is our score. And now a bench warning is going to be called on Nettleton. So I guess they said something they didn't like. So it's 11-7 is our score. It says 12-7 on the scoreboard, but that needs to be corrected. 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Here's Husky with it, dribbling to the right side, giving it there to Martin. Martin will throw it to Husky on the left wing. Back to Martin. Martin's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's going to be chased down by Wakira Daniels. Here is Young with it in the right corner. Now she drills down into the lane. Now she's going to be fouled going up with it. And two shots coming up for Young. Aston Yates picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Bombers. So Deja Young back at the free throw line where she's 1 of 2 with 3 points. First free throw for Young is up and no good, so she has one more coming. So Cordy Cribb's going to check back in for Nelton as she replaces Wakira Daniels. So they finally getting that scoreboard corrected. It's been on 12-7, but it should be 11-7 because they did say that it was a two and said her foot was on the line. So one more free throw for Young. Now Coach Jason Smith is arguing that on the Nettleton sidelines, an argument he is not going to win. So one more free throw for Young. Second shot is up. Good. She gets 1 of 2 on that trip. She's now 2 of 4 from the free throw line with 4 points. 12-7 our score now. Here is Gilbert into the front court. 1.5 minutes left in the first quarter. And, she just got stripped by Lonnie Eaton, who goes back the other way for the easy layup. Good. Lonnie Eaton with 6 points. 14-7 our score. Gilbert takes inbound pass. We'll go back into the front court. Emily Payne's waiting to check back in for Mountain Home, as is Leah Jackson. 7-point Nettleton lead. Gilbert with it on the right side. Takes a screen from Yates. Now dribbles down towards the lane. Her jumper is blocked from behind, and Nettleton comes up with the basketball. Courtney Crippen quickly back the other way, going into the lane. Her shot was blocked. And Matt Peyton Husky comes up with the basketball. Husky dribbling into the lane, front court, throwing up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to try for the three-pointer, misses everything. And it's going to go out of bounds, and now it's going to be Nettleton's basketball with 36.6 seconds left. Emily Payne and Leah Jackson checking in, replacing Kate Gilbert and Peyton Husky. Jackson checking in for the first time tonight. She's a 5'6 junior. And I believe Nettleton brought in a couple subs as well. One new one is Daly Dacus, a 6-foot junior. 27 seconds left, and Woodruff has the ball just inside the half-court stripe. They're going to wait. They're going to let the clock run and hold for the last shot of the quarter. But now Jackson goes up on her. Now the ball goes over on the left side to Crippen. Now up top to Eaton. 6 seconds. Eaton's going to try for the three-pointer. Nope, they're going to say it was a two. Her foot was on the line. Good. So 16-7, and Mount Holmes not going to get the ball inbounds before the buzzer. So 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of the first quarter. Nettleton leading Mountain Home 16-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.